You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Hey guys.
Hi, we're back.
Oh, we are. I've been waiting for this day.
I don't know. Jessica's so excited. So weird.
I purposely have once again been avoiding Tracy. Well, I've been avoiding her titties.
Yeah, she has. I can't.
Because I wanted to save this for the air because I could not believe. Can I tell them?
I mean, you already did just now. What are you talking about?
This bitch sends me in the middle of the night. I wake up to a nipple shot. I mean, a pierced nipple. And I, like, she doesn't even write, hey, like, she just sends it. Like, I'm supposed to automatically know what's going on with her nipple. And soon I find out that she pierced her own nipple in quarantine.
I got
bored. She corn nipped herself.
I got bored.
I got bored, so I pierced my nipple.
Well, because I didn't send it to Alan. I didn't want wifey to hate me. Sorry, Rachel. So I didn't send it to Alan, but I felt Jessica needed to know.
What? Can you tell me how this happened?
Well, I took it out when I've had it since I was 17.
Okay.
And I took it out when I got pregnant with Skylar because I was worried that the baby would choke breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Or like just Corey made fun of me, you know? Because, yeah, Corey made fun of me. He was like, first of all, I'm like, there's two holes. What if she chokes? And he's like, that's the dumbest thing. So I asked the nurse, I'm like, isn't that normal? A normal thing to think if there's two holes that is getting double what they're getting? And she's like, I mean, it's a normal theory, but I think you're going to be okay. And I was like, okay. So I took it out and then I never put it back in. So it's been out for almost 5.5 years.
Okay. Probably for the better.
Carry on. And I was like, I really miss it. I loved it.
Did something like trigger you? Like, did you see a pierced
nipple?
Yeah,
I got divorced.
She was like, I'm in quarantine. I can't do anything with my hair. So here's the titty.
Tracy, you're going through a midlife crisis at 30.
I'm so fucking bored. I really missed it. So my sister-in-law, Tara, was sleeping over and she was like, you want to do what? And I was like, I want to re-pierce it. Can you help me? And she was like, I mean, I will sanitize everything for you. And I was like, all right. So,
but what's everything? Like, what did you have laying around your childhood home?
I used a brand new tiny, tiny, tiny screwdriver. Wait for it. And then she took a lighter and burned it and then poured alcohol over it. So we sanitized it.
You sanitized the screwdriver.
But it had never been opened before. And it was one of those really, really tiny ones that like are like for like glasses that you fix like the screw in a glasses, like eyeglasses. Okay. So I was like, I think this is going to be good. She's like, you should use like a push pin or like a needle. And I was like, absolutely not. It needs to be a bigger hole and that would physically hurt. And she was like, a screwdriver is not going to fucking hurt. I'm like, it's a Phillips head. It's going to go in real smooth. We're fine. So then,
if this was last week's episode where we were talking about Tracy doing this in prison, yeah. It just fits right in.
I mean, I literally could have, I could survive in prison because I do shit like this. But so she's like, I think you should ice it to kind of numb it a little. I'm like, okay, good call. Let's ice it. That's so I sat there for 10 minutes with ice on it. And then she was like, all right. I'm like, she's like, can you feel it? I'm like, I mean, yeah, kind of. It's not going to hurt though. I was like, I feel like I'm okay. I didn't hurt the first time I did it. So she was like, all right. And I just sat there and like twisted the screwdriver through back and forth, back and forth. And all of a sudden, we were watching a show I think we were watching like Housewives or something. And I was like, oh, Tara, I went through. And she's like, no way. And I'm like, oh my God, it's all the way through. So I pulled the screwdriver out slowly and put my belly button ring.
Tracy.
And I put my belly button ring.
Just like the Bachelor screwing your own nipple.
Yes.
With your titty out with Tara sitting right there with you.
That's right. While we watched Housewives when my kids slept upstairs.
And you felt not like you.
No, I mean,
very
it was like I was
this.
Sitting there thinking this is probably going to be sore tomorrow because I'm like not only opening the hole, but like with a screwdriver, twisting it back and forth is going to fucking hurt. But once I took my belly button ring out and I put it in my nipple, I was like, oh, my God, it's back. And she that's the picture I sent you. And then she's like, OK, let's go on Amazon and order nipple rings so that you have a normal nipple ring for it. And I'm like, duh, let's do that now. So we ordered like really cute diamond ones.
OK. OK. She's so excited. I'm so disturbed.
I was so I was like, oh, my God, because I was just going to straight up go get it pierced.
Did you
again
read on Google to use a screwdriver?
No, I just I'm not an idiot. And I knew the size of the hole and thought this is about the width of the ring that's gonna go in, so this should work.
I can't even believe you know what the fuck a Phillips head is.
Yeah, who do you think hangs shit in this house? Who do you think decorated the entire house before anyone moved in?
That's right.
See,
forgot
Jessica,
husband
she
and wife
nipple,
right here,
and then she put up a picture.
Put up a family photo, a family portrait
with the same screwdriver
with her
now
nipple screwdriver.
Her nipple driver.
I can't. I just thought it was like a really good idea to see if I could break through before I went to a guy to get it pierced. Because I didn't want him to pierce through like scar tissue or anything like that.
Oh my God.
So I was like, all right. And now I have one and I'm like, oh, fuck. I want another. I want the second one.
She said, then she fought. This was, you know, last week.
Did
and
I send you the pretty picture of the new crystal one?
She sends me a follow-up picture and now both nipples are pierced and I again with no words and I'm like, what'd you do? But I knew because I know Tracy. She was asking me if I thought I'd like two nipples instead of one.
Yeah, I had my friend Photoshop a second piercing on and to see if I'd like it or not. It came back I do. Just doesn't.
I feel like the double nipples are more of a you know, like a rocker punk kind of thing, no?
I
like
mean,
the
so
one
just
is more like hot lesbian.
Is that what I am? Am I a hot lesbian?
You're not
I'm
like
so
a goth
confused
chick with both nips pierced. It's too much.
I mean, yeah, I'm straight.
Alan, what do you have? You? I feel like this is right up your weird alley.
The only I guess experience I have with nipple piercings is the fact, like, when I had someone I was dating in college that showed up at my house one night and was like, I got my nipples pierced. And I was like, cool. And showed me and then was like, but they're really sore because of it and you can't touch them. And I was like, well, what the fuck are you here for then?
Damn.
Yeah, when I first got it done, I had to wear a bra like every day. The second I took my bra off, I was crying in pain of recovery. Yeah, like the actual part of it didn't help. Like I sat down, I got a pierced Seaside Boardwalk 2006, maybe 2007. So I got it pierced and I sat down and I'm like, okay, I kind of want my nipple done. And the guy's like, okay. And then I was like, all right, like what's the level of pain here? And he was like, well, do you like rough sex? And my answer was like, yeah. He's like, you're fine. Don't worry. And
were
I was like,
you a child?
Okay.
How old were you? Is he
17,
you like rough?
18? Yeah, I guess I had to be 18.
Year old if you like rough sex?
Well, because he's like, that's what it's equivalent to. He's like, it's gonna hurt a little.
This is
and I'm
why
like, okay.
When I wanted to get my ears pierced on the boardwalk, my mama said, hell no. She said, look at their pinky ring nails.
But it was great. Long. I did it. The guy, it didn't hurt at all. The guy's like, see, I told you. He was like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. He was like, all right. He's like, then you're fine. Don't worry about it. It's over. And I'm like,
You had one though, right?
I only had one ever. But no, I always had away it and I loved it. And I was like, oh my God, I fucking love this. And I never had a complaint about it. And
so do you think you're going to go with two?
I don't know. Now you made me think I'm like a goth chick.
Dude, what about Julian? Like, he's
dude,
so
goth chicks are hot as fuck.
Strong.
So.
Oh, there you go, Alan. So, Alan, your vote is for two?
I mean, the girl from college had two. I didn't seem to have a problem with it.
Yeah.
I thought it was weird, though. Like, I guess Because she had like the big ring.
No, that like I have a diamond crystal on either side.
Yeah, like I've seen bars, and I'm like, bars make sense. I was like, this is like you got one of those old timey door knockers on your hip.
It's like a bull. It's like a bull that wears
knock
that
twice for a blowjob.
And it's so funny because on my 21st birthday, I got really fucked up and fell asleep in my mom's shower naked with the water on, and my mom came in, and that was when she saw it, and she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, also, we have to talk about your nipple piercing. And I'm like, oh fuck,
that's the problem in this scenario.
And I was like,
damn it. Yeah. I also feel like you kind of got super lucky. You pierced your own nipple. There was no infection. Like, it kind of re-pierced easily.
I mean, I wouldn't have done it if I felt like it wasn't going to go through.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you got away with one nip. Leave the other girl alone.
I mean, I guess so, yeah. I think it's just, and it's also
kind of a
surprise for when, like, one comes out and then the other, they're like, they don't know it's coming, and then the other one comes out and they're like, wow,
that's
party time.
Yes, I love it. That's
it's kind of like bonus footage.
It's 100%. It's a surprise pop up. That's how it should be. But I know you. I know the next like person to do you wrong out is gonna come the fucking Phillips head, and it's gonna be a wrap.
No, I can't pierce the other one by myself. I never had it. I have to go get it done again.
Okay, well that makes me feel better.
Yeah, I think. So I have to find somebody who I trust to do it. But yeah, so
I'm just
like
thinking about that guy on the boardwalk and like the fact that he probably asked that for everybody. Like if you're getting your ears pierced, it's like, do you like rough sex?
Best Fiends is our go-to for pretty much everything. When I'm looking to feel like I conquered my day doing nothing, This is what I go to. I mean, it's amazing because it's a unique, exciting puzzle experience unlike any other game out there. They have monthly updates. They have new levels, new events. It never gets old. Best Fiends treats the game like a service for their players. You guys, it does not require internet to play, so you don't need to worry about that, having Wi-Fi access or using your cellular data. They have tons of characters you could collect, and they always have new monthly theme challenges, which is my favorite because I'm always looking forward to the new update.
Best Fiends has thousands of levels already with new levels, events, and characters added every month. It's hours of fun right at your fingertips, and you can even play offline. With over 100 million downloads and tons of 5-star reviews, Best Fiends is a must play. Download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Pretty cool. That's friends without the
R. Best Fiends.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
I had this long conversation with Denny because I noticed your nipples are very pink.
Mine?
Yeah.
Are they supposed to be?
I don't know. They just look different than mine, and I've never looked at girls' nipples. And I said, Dennis, what color are nipples supposed to be? I guess I don't stare at nips.
I know, but they're right there. It's kind of hard to avoid.
So I was like, Denny, like, what color is nipples supposed to be? And he said colors of the rainbow, so...
Yeah, I mean, nipples are all different colors. Like,
Wait, are they normal? Now you're making me be like, oh my God, are they not
normal?
No,
I think mine aren't normal. I think mine are too dark. Let me look at them. Hold on.
Me too. Mine are skin tone.
Mine are, yes, that's what it's like. Yours are skin tone. Mine are brown.
Oh no, mine are like real, like almost like you can't even tell I have nipples.
Yes, they're like invisible.
Yeah. Yours are brown. I'm crying. I don't think I've realized this. Right
now, right? No, can't.
Are you checking them again?
Yeah, there's a mirror right here.
Yeah, like they're definitely darker than your nipples, like for sure.
I mean, sorry. Are they not up to brown standards for you?
Like your whole body is so tan and your nipples are like, yeah, they're like, like see-through.
My nipples are literally like the world's tiniest. Just that's all there is.
But like the skin around the nipple.
There's
you know
no
what I
like
mean?
Areola.
The areola?
Really. Yeah. They're like the Isman.
Alan. The areola.
I took fifth grade anatomy.
That's what
like,
it's called. Yeah. No, I'm looking at it again. No, there really isn't. It's literally just all skin tone.
Yeah.
And then just a pierced nipple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there's like a norm. I was just
well,
questioning my own nipple.
Every time anybody has ever gotten like a picture that I've sent, which is, yeah. I mean, whatever. They've all come back like kind of shocked. And I'm like, is that a bad thing or a good thing? And they're like, no, it's really good. I'm like, I don't know based on that reaction.
You're telling me they're shocked over the shade?
The shape, because I had three kids and I think they're like, why do they still look like that? And
oh,
then
the
like
shape,
probably
not
the
shade.
Color. Yeah. And the color. I think a lot of people have like really big nipples and I think they assume that like, I'm not kidding. They assume that like moms are going to have that and I don't.
I'm going to Google really quickly.
Can
nipples.
You Google what normal boobs are or normal nipples are?
Let's just see. I just feel like maybe there's an in between and
like,
me and you are on like
standard?
Opposite ends
what's
of
the
spectrum.
What's the Google translation standard?
Nipple color. Okay. Here we go.
All right. No pressure.
I mean, it's kind of what Denny said. It's the color of the rainbow. Oh, look at this.
Hold on. I'm looking. What's going on?
Am I doing this the right way? Yes,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, I'm the lightest on that chart.
You're not even on this chart.
I'm though. Not even on that chart.
Like, this is me, I think.
Are you kidding? Your job is to send me a picture, and now I need to see this. There's no way.
Alan,
that's
what
so
color
dark.
Are your nipples?
Mine are kind of pink. I
oh,
like
fuck.
Pink.
Air 5.
Oh, fucking
But
dead.
I mean, I've been with people that, like, it's been different. Like, I think I've seen nipples of pretty much every color.
Yeah, in the summer, it's worse for me. I literally am just one tiny little nipple in the summer.
You got to go out a nipple tan.
Like, look at this. Like, I feel like this is me and Tracy.
Okay. Oh, my God. Wow, that's different. I think the brown look right and the pink look wrong.
No, I don't think there's right or wrong. I just was like, oh, I
this
never thought about my nipple color.
This is not the first picture of my tits
your
that you've
color.
Seen, Jessica.
What?
This is not the first picture of my tits that you've seen. I usually clear all my naked photos with you to make sure they're good.
You used to.
I still do.
Last week.
Last week I cleared some.
Well, I'm so glad Nipplegate is finally out in the open because I was dying to know what the fuck you were thinking and what was next on your midlife crisis.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's like a midlife crisis. I think it's like a post-divorce, like mini breakdown.
You'd rather call it a mini breakdown
sure.
than a midlife crisis.
I don't okay. think crisis is so way. Severe. I don't know if it's a crisis. It's just like a little mini, like,
sure.
15-minute breakdown.
It
took me like 20 minutes to do it, and then it was over, and I was like, good,
it was
done.
Over.
Now I have
just
them.
Know, I just know you're going to, the mad tear starts now. Like,
oh,
I don't
no.
know what's
I,
next or what's coming, but
this?
I can't wait.
Sammy texted me and she was like, well, I text Sammy and I was like, I just don't understand how I've been in relationships for the last 16 years. I'm finally single. And the government's like, no, let's not let her out of the house. Let's put a nationwide lockdown so Tracy can't fuck up any lives.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe
she's like, I feel like you caused Corona. And I'm like,
yeah.
No, I didn't. She's like, can you imagine if you were out in the world, like single, like being out right now? And I'm like, no, 2007, Tracy.
No, it's not yeah. good. Not Boardwalk Tracy is no good.
No.
Boardwalk Tracy. That's a fucking name. Yeah.
I'm telling
Boardwalk
you.
Tracy needs to be quarantined a little longer before we let her loose.
I just feel like maybe that's why. That the world is not ready. Like, people keep writing on my stuff, like, on my every picture I post. They're like, I feel like you're extra sexual lately. And I'm like,
yeah,
I'm really,
you are.
I'm really Who not. Isn't? I've always been like this.
No, you, bro, Tracy, your mini breakdown
in the last week and a half has included under boob photo.
It's a little bit all connected.
But can I tell you a story? I screenshotted like 15 messages. Like, people are like, oh, I wish I could see her DMs. It's not even funny. Like, I sent them to Sammy last night of just ones I got yesterday. 15. Do you know 75% of them are women, not men?
Well,
why am I giving off the wrong vibe? Like,
it's the nipple ring. It's the hot
nobody
lesbian
knows
nipple
about it till right now.
If you want to cancel out the lesbians, get the other nipple.
Oh, I mean, well, okay, then you're forcing me to do that. So the second nipple it is.
Hey, it's fucking 2020. People are not going to be talking about Corona anymore. They're going to be talking about Nipplegate.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.